you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 says, do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Well, good Thursday to you this May 15th, 2020. My name is Joey Kroll. As you know, Ephesians 5:18 is the, well, verse of the week when it comes to memorization Mondays. That's something Mark's been doing now for quite some time. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, right there. Hope you're having a blessed week. I hope you're hanging in there as well. And I pray, dear friend, that you are in the middle of all of this that's taking place right now in our current situation, that you're still connected with the Lord. I'll tell you what, we may be working remotely from home. We may be stuck in home. We may be isolated from others. But friend, God is still accessible. So I pray that you're still connected with him. Our church had drive-in church service this past Sunday, and it was so good seeing everybody, just, you know, in, of course, still in our cars and parking lots and so forth, but it was so good to gather in, well, in the sense that we did on Sunday. But it was so windy. It was so windy. Our church is kind of out there in the country, so there's nothing stopping that wind. And so it was like 30 mile per hour winds, no joke. So but it was so good to kind of study God's word together with the family of God. So that was pretty cool. And I know pastors and churches are praying, God, what do you want me to do? When do you want us to open up? How can we handle this situation and so forth? So I just say all that to encourage you to pray for your pastor, pray for the leadership of your church, and the vision that God has put in their hearts as well. Well, it is Thursday, and today for Mark and friends, we're going to let our hair down just a little bit, and we're going to have we're going to do something that we've done in the past and that has been very popular, a throwback Thursday. Yeah, playing some songs, some Christian songs that you remember back in the 70s, 80s, and maybe even 90s that you really don't hear on Christian radio all too often. So that's what we're going to do today. It's a throwback Thursday. We're going to start things off here today with a group. You might have heard of them. It's called First Call. It's one of their well-known songs. It's called Undivided, as we have a throwback Thursday on Mark and Friends.
We may worship different ways. We may praise him and yet spend all of our days living like divine. Bye.
Yeah, it's music from First Call. It's Undivided. You are listening to a Throwback Thursday here on Mark and Friends Today. And the last time we did a program similar to this on a Throwback Thursday, I received an email from a listener and said, hey, the next time you do that, I want you to play Carmen the Champion. So I had a chance to go way back in the audio vault that we have here, and I found this one. It's a Throwback Thursday. Here's Carmen and the Champion.
In the vast expanse of a timeless place where silence ruled the outer space, ominously towering it stood, the symbol of a spirit war between the one named Lucifer and the Morning Star, the ultimate of good. Enveloped by a trillion planets, clean as lightning and hard as granite, a cosmic coliseum would host the end of the war between the Lord of sin and death and the omnipotent creator of man's first breath, who will decide who forever will be the champion.
The demons wheezed.
That's right. There ain't no
same jeer.
You're dead meat, Jesus. I'm gonna bust you up.
Jesus said, go ahead, make my day. Devils roared in victory, the saints shocked and perplexed, as wounds appeared upon his hands and feet. Then Satan kicked him in his side, and blood and water flowed, and they waited for the 10 count of defeat. God the Father turned his head, his tears announcing Christ was dead. The 10 count would proclaim the battle's end. Then Satan trembled through his sweat in unexpected horror. Yet, as God started the count by saying, 10.
Hey, wait a minute, God.
9.
You're counting wrong.
8.
His eyes are
7.
His fingers are twitching.
6.
Was all this light coming from?
5.
He's alive!
4.
Oh, yeah.
3.
Oh, yeah. 2. He has won! He has won! He's alive forevermore! He is risen! He is Lord! He has won! He has won! He's alive forevermore! He is risen! He is Lord! Proclaim the news in every tongue! Let it be voiced from mountains, loud and strong. Captivity has been set free, salvation bought for you and me. Cause Satan is defeated, and Jesus is the champion.
A song you don't hear too often on Great News Radio, that's Carmen and the Champion. It's a throwback Thursday here on Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio. Here's Rich Mullins and Elijah.
The Jordan is waiting for me to cross through. My heart is aching, I can tell. So Lord, I'm begging for one last favor from you. Here's my heart, take it where you will. This life has shown me how we're mended and how we're torn. How it's okay to be lonely as long as you're free. Sometimes my bound was stony, sometimes covered up with thorns. But only you can make it what it had to be. And now that it's done, well, if they dress me like a pauper, or if they dine me like a prince, if they lay me with my fathers, or if my ashes scatter on the wind, I don't care. When I leave, I'm gonna go out like Elijah. With the woo and the beauty of my cherry, but I'm fine. say goodbye.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites right there. Rich Mullins and Elijah, you're listening to Mark and Friends. Today we're doing something a little different, It's a throwback Thursday going down memory lane, listening to songs you really don't hear on the radio anymore nowadays, and songs that were pretty big in the past and, well, still big in a lot of our hearts. And let's go back to actually a long time ago. I think this is probably the oldest song we'll hear this morning. It's the Blackwood Brothers Quartet. You remember them? Let's go back to 1967 from Psalm 23. It's their song, Surely Goodness and Mercy, on today's edition of Mark and Friends.
Surely goodness and mercy.